Here's your question for the evening. Ponder this as you listen. Flying Dog Brewery is now barrel aging Gonzo in rum barrels. Does that make it okay to put it in your eggnog? Ponder that as you listen to The Perfect Pour.
That probably broke my brain.
I think it has to be okay.
It has to be?
Yes. Do it.
Voicemail.
There's rum
Let
in there.
Let us know. Rum barrels.
There's no rum notes.
I have yet to hear of a rum barrel aged beer.
I don't know of any on top of my head.
I don't know what it's going to do. I'm not a rum fan. But I might try this. And I might actually try eggnog.
But I think rum.
I might try them together.
I think rum and brandy are the two least popular barrels.
Yeah, I would agree because I've never heard of that before.
I've heard of whiskey. I've heard of bourbon, tequila.
Almanac's tequila.
All the different wine barrels.
I'd be interested to try that. I can't imagine it tasting good, but I'm interested to have tequila.
Yeah, tequila notes in your beer.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It is a craft beer podcast.
What? I say that every time.
What?
What?
You would know. You don't listen back.
Yeah.
I'm Mikey.
Because I lived it.
What? I forget. Carry on.
You're who?
That was Nick. The Slurper.
Slurpy McSlurpson.
Slurper.
And I'm the Bearded Brewer, a.k.a. Matt. And... ho, 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 and merry holidays and crap.
Yeah.
Crap.
Merry crap holidays.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us. We know you have a lot of craft beer listening options. We thank you for letting us be one of them.
Yep.
And the pre-beer we had before we started recording this officially.
It's quite tasty.
A growler, the Bearded Brewer. Brought us a growler
via growler.
Stut.
No.
No? I thought it was Stut.
Jake.
Oh, it was Jake. Oh. Jake. I think I credited the wrong person on Untappd. Oh, my God.
You're getting Jake, unfriended I'm sorry. As you speak.
Heads will roll.
No.
Unfriend. Yeah. I unfriend you. That's not how this works.
That's not how this works.
Stuart's South Valley, by the way, so.
Yeah, why would he bring Dust Bowl?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know he should be bringing us Kern River.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he almost brought me some Modern Times, but he didn't get around to it. And I was just like, what? And he was like,
I did not get around to it.
I think he was at the brewery and he just didn't care about me. Something like that.
By not care, you mean drunk.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it, Hop King, start caring.
And then at the same time, he teased me that his dad was going to go to Golden Road, and I was like, awesome, and his dad didn't go to Golden Road, and I'm like...
But he decided not to.
I'm all, I was double stewarded. Damn it.
Oh, I just got double stewed.
Always double down on stew.
And then Mike Cruz walked up on you, and he's like, what's the matter, man? Looks like you just got double stewed.
Oh.
And, you're like, yeah, I did. Yeah, it was a growler of Dust Bowl, Turlock's own local Dust Bowl Brewing. It's their holiday, their seasonal Christmas bonus.
Christmas bonus.
It's controversial on what the style is. There's some people saying it's one thing, some people saying it's another on Untappd. They're saying it's...
Will we ever know?
I don't know, man.
Will the world ever know?
Will the world ever know?
It tastes like a holiday ale with like some pumpkin or a yam mixed in there.
Yeah, it's got an oiliness to it. That's what made burp. That's what made me think of pumpkin.
Quit dipping your tacos in your beer.
Ooh, I want to do that right now.
If I only had tacos.
Taco assistant.
We need a taco assistant. A taco intern.
Damn. Oh,
maybe Taco Bell could give us an intern.
What I want is one of those rolling machines like at 7-Eleven where the tacos are just rolling.
Oh, yeah.
And like our assistant will just flip them every so often.
We need a...
And bag them and bring them to us.
We need a taqueria in here.
Yeah. Rolled tacos. Or how about just the... just
fresh
the,
tortillas coming on.
Yeah, we need a tortilla maker.
I would settle for a small, modest-sized salsa bar.
Ooh.
And just the little cube that...
pepper bar.
Just the little cube that keeps the chips warm.
Mm.
So it would be chips and salsa
yeah,
bar.
Yeah, I would be happy with that.
So that's the minimalist approach,
can
too.
Can you guys build that? Come on.
Yeah. Oh, we could build it.
Oh, we
but
could
we need an assistant to run it.
Yeah.
Damn it. We do.
We really need a cheap assistant. We really don't.
Taco assistant.
What about it? No, sounds like a great
idea.
If this
podcast is going to continue on, we're going to need that.
Taco assistant.
What about Jovi over there?
he would eat all of them.
I ate them all. Sorry, guys.
The resident lab, Jovi.
I was bringing them to you, and I lamp. Accidentally ate them.
Until hey, guys, somebody ate all your chips and dug a hole in the backyard. That was you. Oh. Funny story.
By somebody, I meant me.
So we're non-beer tangenting right now. Let's
what?
Get back to beer.
What
did you like that Dust Bowl?
We can't hear you.
Meh.
Oh.
Just kidding, I liked it.
Dust Bowl put out a bad beer? I haven't seen it yet.
Haven't had it yet.
So oh, man.
We about got rid of that growler, so now we're on to... This was a looking out for a beer for me last week.
It
showed up here locally at Fig Garden, and I'm sure it's other places too, but Fig Garden Liquor.
But what matters is he found it at Fig Garden.
Yep. Drake's Jolly Roger Imperial Coffee Stout. That's a 2014, 9%, 45 IBUs.
I would like to reiterate awesome that Mikey label. Was looking out for a stout.
Yep.
A and stout.
Oh, yeah.
And I bought it. Didn't. I did not ask how much. I just bought it.
Imperial wow. Coffee Stouts, the least hoppiest.
I bought it with my Disney credit card, Mickey Mouse credit card.
Yes,
so
I do have one of those.
Disney points.
Yes, Disney.
With this beer.
Beer gets you Disney points.
I've had a few people go, don't judge. There. It's just the card I have today.
Oh, it's a hit with the ladies, though. Whenever I flash the Disney card, they're like, oh, that's aww. So cute. And then I'm like, oh, Mary, dang it. I'm so married right now.
I'm going to hit up Disney and see if they'll give me a credit card.
Oh, then. Yes. You got to get a super cute one.
I just signed super up for cute. The Google Wallet. I don't know how to use it, but apparently I'm getting it.
Does it smell like leather?
I don't know.
Then I'm not buying one.
All right. The Drake's is rolling Drake's around the table open. Now.
So the Jolly Roger is a rotating series.
Three
this year
snow.
Just happens to be an Imperial Coffee Stout.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Is there a pepper in there?
Do you know what it was before?
I've had it 2 years ago. 2 years ago, it was a barley wine.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I don't know what last year's rendition was.
Whoa, that's a lot different than I thought it would be.
Not real heavy aroma.
Mm-mm. Really thin.
Oh, wow. There's a lot more in the taste than there is the aroma.
Oh, that's good news. So Jolly Roger's wearing a fedora this year.
It's going to look good on my beer wall.
Mm-hmm.
Good beer bottle.
Hmm.
Very that's... punk rock. Very 70s punk rock looking label. White chalk and black.
Pirate punk.
Pirate punk. R. R to the girls and R to the boys.
With a specially made roast of Kenya Kenguno coffee
ooh.
To create aromas of caramelized stone fruit and flavors of black currant,
ooh.
Tobacco, and caramel.
Is this the collab with Blue Bottle?
There's a little blue bottle on the there.
Oh, this must, I think Blue Bottle Coffee. Oh, they did. Out of Oakland. They're the roasters for the coffee in this.
Cause see, I was thinking pepper, but like they're saying tobacco. I'm kind of getting
very
that,
tobacco. Yeah,
yeah. I'm kind of getting that sort of a flavor in there.
I've never
not that I know what tobacco tastes like. People,
yes,
you eat it all the time.
I slit the wrapper and chew on the. No, that's wrong. Blue Bottles in Jack London Square or the Warehouse District. If you're cool and hang out in Oakland. And Drake's is in San Leandro, just slightly before Oakland. So they're very close to each other.
So have you guys seen, I don't think either, any of us are really big beer advocate users.
I haven't in a while, no.
They just recently made a big announcement that they changed their rating system back to its roots and revamped it.
No more 100 point?
Some quick things they did. All beer ratings now use attributes: look, smell, taste, feel, overall. Restored attributes restored for places, vibe, quality, service, selection, food. Text is optional. Disabled 1 through 5 quick ratings. Disabled precise ratings. Disabled the ability to rate a place that's just a brewery. All place rating attributes have been restored. All past ratings and reviews remain intact in our updated. So, and they've introduced likes. You can like a beer on there now.
Oh no.
I've never gotten into.
So they got married. Something new, something old, something blue.
I know it's a big in the community, and I try to follow it because it is. But I've just never gotten into it. I'm kind of satisfied with my Untappd, and if I want to review it, I usually use.
Yeah, that to me that's kind of like what Foursquare did. They're like, oh. The checking in portion of the app is now called Swarm. It's a different app, and I'm like, and I'm never going to get around to it.
I usually use Beer Citizen if I want to review or make a serious review of something. I'll use Beer Citizen. I know Beer Advocate has an app, but I haven't checked their app.
The one thing I do love about Beer Advocate is you Google search any beer. That's the number one link. You go in, and it has all the nitty gritty that you need to know. Where it's from, ABV, all that stuff.
You get a sense of what the rating. You at least get a broad sense of what the beer is like.
Yeah,
if it's any good or not.
That's true.
They're kind of the big one of ratings you're gonna look to first is the Beer Advocate rating usually. Mm-hmm. Usually, most nerds. So. There, for you Beer Advocate people, get excited. It's back to the old way.
This is probably one of the better
still enjoying this
stouts I've had.
Drake's.
It's Jolly different Roger. Enough. I can't say anything I've ever drank has gone tobacco-y flavored. They always do vanilla, chocolate, coffee. Figs. They always go cardboard. I'm just filling time until you guys do something else.
I'm Instagramming.
Oh, oh
my God.
This is serious.
Oh, my God. You guys are playing me right now. Pod. You guys are pulling a me while I'm trying to carry the show.
Yep.
I see how it
Come is. Come on, Bearded Brewer. Do stuff. Do cool stuff, man.
So... A priest, a rabbi? No, damn it.
No.
I don't know that joke.
Doesn't involve beer. Never mind it. So would you guys get beer for Christmas? Did people buy you beers?
Rarely. So one thing you wish for, you're like, maybe someone will know that I like beer and it never happens.
But then you worry that they're gonna be like, oh, I heard you like really intricate beers. Here's this Modelo.
Have a Rebel IPA. That's probably what
they're
would
not
happen.
Gonna know enough to get you like.
Which is why I don't ask for it either, because to send these people off into the depths of the far corners of the earth to find the beer that I want is just punishment.
Yeah, it's just you. Yeah, it's only a fellow beer geek can properly buy you beer as a gift.
It's true. Yeah, the chances. Yeah, even if it's your birthday and it's the only gift they're going to give you, they're still going to look at the angle of, it's $12 for a bottle?
Want that.
What? No, he couldn't. Oh, here, Arrogant Bastard, $4? Yeah, that's what he's getting.
No, he likes that.
He likes that.
Oh, he loves this one.
$6 for a Pliny bottle? Nah, he would never want that.
Nah, he wouldn't want that. Look at that label. It's so plain. He would never go for that.
So, the times where gifting of beers happened, it might be something you have, something you might not get around to. But, chances are they would, sooner get you a gift card to Target. And you're like, woo, yeah. I can buy stuff with that.
Now I can buy things. Well, I don't know if you guys saw Paste Magazine put out the 20 best new beers of 2014. Now, I'm sure we'll do some more list stuff before the year. But
list season is hot right now.
List season's hot. So this one was intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Just the new beers and a great year for craft beer this year.
Twas a great year.
Twas.
So you still... I can't believe this beer's still here.
Oh my God, this is so good.
You're ignoring your beer, Mike. Mm. Why?
As I wait for this stupid magazine to come up.
That's so weird. There's no aroma.
I know.
I'm very sad.
Yeah, I'm expecting like a lot of stuff going on. Like, it's tons like a struggle. I'm sticking my nose in there.
My nose is not happy.
I'm getting some aroma.
And it's quite a nose. I mean,
I'm getting glass. Let's be serious. I'm getting the glass. I'm
getting glass and soap. But the aroma is full. There is no room for any other flavors.
Kind of related. You kind of said soap, and we're drinking a stout. There's a handmade, they call themselves Handmade Cosmetics, but they do a full line of bathroom products.
Uh-oh.
And they're called Lush. They're in the mall.
But, in the mall.
But there is one fellow, he's probably from Canada, but he makes a stout shampoo.
Okay, I thought you were going to say beer soap.
I thought he's from Portland. But
well, they probably have beer soap, but... Yeah, it's Portland, Canada, all those, Washington, all those people make stuff for Lush. Mm-hmm. But still, stout shampoo, and it comes in a little brown bottle, of all things.
There was a day when you didn't want to smell like alcohol all day long, and I think that time is changing.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to smell like alcohol.
Don't worry, Ossifer, it's just my shampoo.
It's just my shampoo, man.
You smell like stout.
You'll know it's jumped a shark when Axe makes a... IPA scented body spray. Like,
nah, I don't want IPAs anymore.
You could have Hoppy Pits. Yeah.
Hoppy Pits.
Hoppy Pit.
Hashtag Hoppy Pits.
Oh, there's a new beer. That's it. We got it. We got the name.
Trademark copyright.
You can't use it. You have to ask us for it. Bring us beer, then you can have the Hoppy Pit.
Hoppy Pits. Splash a little IPA in your pits.
New beers. 2014, according to Pace Magazine.
Rebel IPA.
Number 20. Coming in on 20. Sierra Nevada's Coffee Stout.
Oh, why so high on the list?
I know.
Low on the list.
Yeah, it should be up there.
That's an excellent, excellent beer.
Mm-hmm. I got that 12.
Well, you know what?
Winter War.
They got a negative points for only being in the 12 pack.
Oh,
the snow pack. That would be my negative points.
Maybe, huh? I'm wondering if after now, if we can get in six packs later, if they're going to do that.
Oh, that's, you think they're test marketing us?
I don't know.
You're like, which one did you like out of this 12 pack?
I'm thinking this is a hit because the Boomerang was like the one people wanted. That's what I kind of bought it for.
Not a bad
the Boomerang. It was fine.
A little dank,
but
kind of somewhere between Ruthless Rye and the Torpedo.
But I think that Coffee Stout stood out of that Winter 12 pack.
I didn't see what I grabbed. I thought I grabbed the Porter because the Porter was the second dark beer in that 12 pack.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh man, this Porter got really good all of a sudden. What hell's going on
porter?
Here?
Why is it so good?
Man,
right
it's
now?
Super roasty this year. And, oh, son of a bitch, I'm drinking one of my coffee stouts.
Ah, damn it.
Meh.
Number 19.
What?
This one I've never heard of, even though they're down in Torrance. Monkish Brewing's Cella. It's a Belgian, it's like a hoppy Belgian beer. Britannomyces in it and stuff.
Totally lost me on that one. What the hell's going on?
What was
the brewery again?
Monkish, Monkish Brewing.
Monkish Brewing. Out of Torrance?
Yep, out of Torrance. It's a farmhouse saison.
Wow.
So, whatever. Number 18, Cascade Pumpkin Smash. Man. Cascade Brewing's Pumpkin Smash.
I really want to buy a Cascade beer. I just wish they weren't $35.
Are they that expensive?
They are not cheap, yeah.
Wow. The 12, that's a 12.5%.
Mm.
Yeah, they are supposed to be the barrel age kings of Northern California, or not even Northern California. Yeah. I think they're Oregon, right?
I wish they just didn't have such, I mean, Northern U.S. They have decent bottle like shape, but they just have like ugly labels.
Yeah, that's true.
Their labels are like,
yeah,
they use like a program that everyone like a program that's already built into your computer.
The font might as well be Comic Sans.
What are they going to do now that Clipart has been taken off of Microsoft Office?
Yeah. Cascade's going to have to figure out their labeling. Like, what are we going to do now? We're going to have to get an app.
Have you heard about their guest tapping night at the brewery? If you bug them enough, you get to go up and tap a cask of beer.
If you bug them enough.
Yeah. And they
you
have a
bug us.
They tweet it and everything. So you're a celebrity for a day at Cascade.
Nice.
Yeah.
Next time I'm in Portland. Ooh, that's a new beer being born.
New beer. Per Mikey's demand.
I demanded another beer.
I didn't know if this was one we could open, but it happened.
No, I'm glad now. You guys did. I think I cheated and had this one already. And I think,
what? Cheated. Off the podcast. You are the weakest link.
Yes, I'll take it because Slurper. That was a delicious beer.
Almanac Saison.
Another scrolly font beer.
One of them squiggly font
beers. A dry
beers.
Hopped California Saison brewed with local rye and wheat.
Really,
Almanac is a good.
So the cool thing about Almanac, when they say local, they could start bleeding into the valley.
Yeah,
as far as their local ingredients,
for sure.
Isn't,
we do all the ingredients here.
Is it Delta Pacific has Almanac now?
I don't know.
Damn it! I just saw Randy too.
I know they have High Water.
They do have High Water. I think they picked up Almanac.
That would be cool.
More Almanac in town would be good. Big Tree Liquor, I got Almanac there. He has a little bit.
That's where this one came from. He's the only one I've seen with this so far.
Yeah, everybody has the IPA, which is good if you like IPAs, but I can't say I've seen too many
One of those.
One of these.
Haven't we had another Almanac on here? A 22?
The Goes, right?
Goes.
Was it a Goes? It's the red, the red scrolly label.
Yeah, there we go. Golden Gate Goes.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
So now we have Saison Dolores with the golden label.
Golden or, yeah. Let's go with Amber. That's a fancy word.
Amber.
Huh.
I know Amber. She's slutty.
Hey.
Hey.
Going out right now, man. It's not cool.
Damn it.
It's like gum.
Mmm. It's definitely Saison, but that nice hot bitter kind of cuts through at the end is what I liked about it.
But I'm getting things like orange and...
What rhymes with orange?
It's like orange gum. Gorange. It's like gorange gum. Yeah, that fruit stripe. What's that gum that lasts for like 5 seconds? But it's a really good 5 seconds.
I think it's called fruit stripes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's like the best fruit 5 seconds gum has, but then it just it falls off that quickly.
Num, 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 and done.
And it's done.
Oh, Jovi, what's wrong?
What's the matter? Lab, studio lab, getting restless. Lab.
He's like, potty break, guys. I need to poop.
Number 17 is... Oso Bourbon Barrel Imperial Night Train.
I've never had it.
Plover,
I'm on
Wisconsin.
Night Train.
Wisconsin brewer also.
Wisconsin.
Tim that happened. Wisconsin. So we're just going to move on. Our Wisconsin listeners. No guns
and boys. Wisconsin.
I'm on the night train.
There you go. Okay. Everyone loves Mikey's Gene Otter.
That's where Wisconsin
I'm
is.
On the night train.
Isn't that where, what's his name lives? No.
Hello, Wisconsin. That 70s show?
No. Oh. Yes, that 70s show.
Fizz.
Yeah. Number 16, Half Acre Heyoka IPA from Chicago, Illinois. Half Acre. Heyoka IPA. They got a cactus on the can. So.
Yes.
So that's cool.
Cacti.
Haven't heard of that one.
Hey, dude.
Number 15, Three Weavers Stateside IPA.
Leave it to Three Weavers.
Weavers is from Inglewood.
Whoa.
The wood, man.
Damn it. Next to the Forum. Are they brewing in the Forum? You think they're in the basement of the Forum?
They collect all the sweat from the Forum.
Oh, yeah. That's like a Brew Dogs thing. Collect the drippings of Dave Grohl.
What we want to do.
I've been to the Forum. I've been to the old Forum. I guess they recently remodeled
it. Who did you see there? The Scorpions.
Close. Some band. I think they just came out. They're like brand new. Really goofy name. Foo Fighters? You guys heard of them?
Heard him.
No. He looks just like the drummer from Nirvana.
Oh.
Let's put it that way.
That guy.
This guy is weird. He could be like this guy's double.
That's strange.
Yeah, it's weird. Just like the drummer from Nirvana.
I wonder what that guy's been up to. A drummer from Nirvana.
Yeah. What happened to him?
Been doing anything.
One hit wonder.
Number 14, Allagash's Saison. Portland Brewer Allagash. Their Saison.
Oh, that's Allagash, yeah.
Number 14, new brewer.
There's a lot of Allagash beer around here. Never hear anybody talking about it, though.
Right.
Where do you find the Allagash at?
Everywhere. BevMo, World Market.
Costco North has a cask and quart bottle.
Costco North.
Whole Foods.
Number 13, I think this should have been higher too, much like the Sierra Nevada Coffee Stout. Lagunitas Born Yesterday. Pale.
Oh, yeah.
We had it.
Had it. Ticker.
Ticker.
Oh, we had that beer.
Oh, I've had that already. You got anything else?
What else do you guys have?
What's funny is after you tell people you've already had that beer, you always recommend a beer that you've had way more of. Like, oh, I've had it. You know, you got any Pliny?
Yeah, Pliny. I've had it. But that Born Yesterday, they did a good job.
Solid,
this.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is, how much of it relies on it's so, because it's so fresh, but or if they're doing some, it's almost like it's just like their IPA, but like super fresh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it always Born Yesterday?
Number 12, Toppling Goliath, Kig Soo. It's an Imperial IPA.
Ooh.
King Soo, not King. Kig Soo.
Keg Soo.
King Soo.
That's the brewery that they were counterfeiting beers from.
Yeah, yeah. It's when you're talking about how they're counterfeiting beers. Yeah. So, Iowa brewer, Decorah, Iowa. Ooh. It's a cool label, too. It's like got like a jungle label.
Nice.
So I'm looking out for that one now. King Soo from Toppling Goliath. Anyone wants a... Number 11, Ballast Point's Grapefruit Sculpin.
That makes sense.
Yeah, lot of buzz about that one this year.
Soon to be in cans.
Oh. Already having 6-packs. Still hasn't shown up in Fresno.
No. Mm. No.
It seems like so readily available when you look around on social media. It's like you see it everywhere. But Fresno has zero of it. Number 10, Firestone Walker's Easy Jack.
Wow.
Session IPA.
Wow. That is extremely shocking to be the one that breaks top 10. Mm.
That's a solid session.
It's a solid session, but there was some heavyweight contenders before that.
The session IPAs threw down this year.
Yeah, they did.
Number 9, Three Floyds, Yum Yum. pale.
Apparently, we're supposed to be getting Three Floyds finally.
In town?
In town.
Like, there's going to be a Three Floyds distributor?
Well, I take that back. I don't know how credible my source is.
What the hell, dude?
Victory Liquor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He says he's got a line on Three Floyds.
Yeah.
We'll behind see. The tap room.
Number 8, Founders, the Dissenter. And then IPA. India Pale Lager. Sorry, IPL. The Dissenter.
That's interesting. An East Coast IPL.
Yeah.
Wonder what that would be like.
Number 7, we've had this one. Had it. We've had this one. New Belgium Salted Belgium caught Chocolate Stout. Liked it. I enjoyed that.
That's a very new beer to be on this list.
Yeah, right. It just snuck in there and it's up to number 7.
Wow. It must have really impressed somebody to get on that list that soon.
I like it. I guess Born Yesterday, too.
So Born Yesterday was a very recent
beer. Yeah, Born Yesterday is new. Real new.
Okay.
Number 6, Chris Banker, Stone, Insurgent. Ex Coveza Mocha Stout.
Oh, really?
That was a good beer.
Chocoveza, sorry. I knew I was doing it wrong. Chocoveza Mocha Stout. Their Milk Stout collab beer. That's a probably proper number 6, I guess.
Yeah.
Number 5, Wicked Weed Serenity Sour Ale. Serenity from Wicked Weed. I don't think I've had anything from Wicked Weed.
Yeah.
Nope.
Damn it. That's West Coast bias. West Coast bias, man.
What the hell?
Will Santa drink all your milk stouts this season?
Yeah, he will.
Ho, 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 and all your milk stouts.
Number 4, New Glarus. Scream Imperial IPA.
The whole name just makes sense for some reason.
I had said that I've been looking out for anything New Glarus because I've never tried a New Glarus beer. I don't think you guys have either.
No.
I don't know.
Highly respected in the North Midwest there.
This just in, the Drake's is warming up nicely.
Oh, you're going back to that Drake's. Yep,
I'm
going to
try.
I'm going back to it. Yep. Doing all right. Number 3, Chasing Freshies, the Deschutes IPA.
Really?
That's really high for that.
I did not hear a lot of good about that.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But number 3.
Over Born Yesterday?
No.
Oh.
Well, I mean, Born Yesterday is a pale, so you can't apples to apples on it. But.
Sorry.
Sorry. But it's, close enough. I enjoyed it, but number 3 feels high for me.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Hill Farmstead, another brewer I fear I'll never have. Hill Farmstead's Aaron. It's an English barley wine. For an English barley wine to get up to number 2, holy crap.
Aaron with an E or an Aaron with an
A? Aaron with an A. Double A. A-R-O-N.
Double A.
Double A-N? C-O.
A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron. And number 1, Pace Magazine's top 20 new beers of 2014, Upslopes Barrel Aged Brown Ale.
Wow.
From Boulder, Colorado, Upslope.
Upslope.
It's their aged brown.
I'm impressed. It's a brewery I've never heard of. I'm sad that's a brewery I've never heard of.
I've heard of them. I've seen their labeling because they got cool labeling, but I've never had one of their.
Because it could have been, Union Jack or something very easily. And they went
something that's a bold choice for number 1.
Totally off the wall.
Wow. Pace Magazine, man. They're so fucking bold. Damn it.
Ball busters.
Damn it. They're bold.
Well, I was going to talk about the top Google searches for beer.
Yeah, what you got? What you got?
But now it just seems lame after that list.
Oh. No, I want to hear. All right. A little bit.
So Google keeps track of everything.
No,
that's a fact.
Remember that, America.
And a warning.
We know that the top two searches on Google is cats and boobs.
Yes, but behind cats and boobs is craft beer. They've started a craft beer list. Well, not just a craft beer list. It's a beer list, really.
Beer list.
1 through 9 are not craft beer.
But they're highly searched is what we're focusing on.
So the top 10 searches, Sierra Nevada is the first craft brewer to break the top 10 beer searches on Google's. Woohoo. Once again, Sierra Nevada, gateway beer. They're making their way into the interwebs.
Yeah, because they invented the pale ale, right?
Mm-hmm. Amongst other things. They also invented time, and they invented solar power.
Good for them.
Yeah.
That's good for them. You just brought out a weird mistress. I don't know if either of you guys have had this yet.
I've had it.
I have not. And according to what I see around the town, it's disappearing. I guess this is the last round of this beer. So I figured I better try it before it's gone forever.
It, not even the color's the biggest thing about it, but just the style of beer and the flavors in it is just a total mind fuck.
The new beer on the table, in case you haven't deciphered from the description.
Yeah.
Stone's Projects, Master of Disguise.
Imperial Golden Stout. Stout brewed with cocoa and coffee beans. So it is bright as day, but it tastes dark as night.
I am Batman.
I'm excited. I am Batman.
I am Batman. That's what I should have said.
I'm excited to hear Nick's reaction to this, because it's crazy.
You guys did get me excited about it. Yep. I've been waiting to try this one.
Let's open it. Somebody.
Stut.
I can't reach it.
Dut.
Oh. I thought the beer brewer was going to try to do a one-hand opening.
Not going to happen.
Gravitas. We need the gravity to help this one.
How come I've been opening all the beers and pouring them first?
It's about damn time.
Oh, you're the beer intern. Beer turn.
Taco assistant.
Taco assistant. Pour us a beer.
Just the nose on that beer. You think like it's a medium roast coffee? But it's gold.
Speaking of
but
coffee.
But it's gold! Isn't that weird?
Gold!
It's a smelting accident. Isn't that weird?
There's one thing I hate.
The mommy, it's the daddy? The mother, the father?
The mother, the father?
Smoking a
pipe. Who is your father and what does he do?
Oh, crepes sound good now. Damn it.
Okay, next to the taco assistant. We need one of those crepe irons.
Guy.
Crepe assistant.
We need an omelet guy.
Omelet bar.
Omelet bar.
We need a crepe assistant that has the crepe iron with the little crepe broom.
Yes. Oh, yes. That is exactly what we need.
Right. He better have one of those.
He better have one.
He's fired.
I was the weird guy that would order a crepe with strawberries on the side. I wanted a savory crepe with strawberries.
So close your eyes. Close your eyes, Nick. And then, don't look at this master of disguise.
Do I have the right one? I smell coffee.
Mm-hmm. So you guys can get a feel of what it's like.
Yep.
Getting a little rammy there.
Yeah, it is a little rammy.
Hashtag pod rod.
Pod rod.
I taste very, very dark beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's hearty. It's coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what the hell? It's gold.
It's gold.
How is this happening?
It's gold. Isn't that weird? I love gold.
Smoking a pancake?
Why is my gold? This beer's gone bad. Guys, dump it out right now. This beer... The tannins do not taste right on this.
So, this is where my quote-unquote technical aspect will jump in.
Go.
So, most beers are they taste one reason for what's involved, and they will have what I like to call tinting malts. They will tint the beer in color to the style malts that it needs to be. So there are, for instance, there are stouts that are super hopped, and they call them black IPAs. There is an IPA that they put a certain amount of dark malt into to color it. It's not necessarily flavor. So that's, in essence, you could make a golden beer taste like a dark beer, just not look it. And it makes sense to me, but to some people, they say that shouldn't be. It shouldn't be.
No, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. You've gone too far this time, Stone.
Yeah. Won't trick me again.
Don't trick me again.
What would you think of this as not thinking about the color of it? Just the taste. How high are you ranking this?
Oh, without the smoke and mirrors?
Yeah, forget about the smoke. Just a complete taste of it. Like, oh, I'm going to have this. I'd like to have this more.
As far as the coffee, it's a little too foo-foo for me. But I only drink black coffee, so. Coffee with a little bit of creamer or holiday coffee, whatever you want to call it. But as far as the beer, I like
it. See, I like my coffee like my women. Dark, mysterious, and sometimes full of Jaeger.
Wow. Wow, man.
Wow.
Tell you what, there is a lot of carbonation in this beer.
Yeah. At first glance, it's a really cool trick, but if we get down to the beer, I don't think it's balanced. I don't know if I'm qualified to say that yet. I think they're trying to make up for flavors that are missing otherwise. By making it golden. It's a cool trick. I mean, it's drinkable. And it'd be a cool trick to play on your friends who are not craft beer drinkers.
Just put a little bit of your Jolly Roger in there.
Don't say things like that.
And it'll have the color that you wish.
Oh.
Don't you dare.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
I love this Jolly Roger. This is delicious.
Oh, once it hits your lips.
I might do it. I'm going to do it.
Oh.
I'm doing it.
No.
I'm doing
it. No.
You can't stop me, Nick. I'm doing it.
And look, it didn't take much, and look what color it is.
Oh, I poured just a little bit.
He mixed all the colors of the
rainbow. A little bit of the Jolly Roger into the Master of Disguise, like a full taster glass of Master of Disguise. Now it looks like a stout.
He mixed all the colors in the rainbow, and it made brown.
Oh, now Beard Brewer is joining
in. Hey. Now
everyone's doing it, man.
But see, look, not that much, and it's the right color.
Quick, get some OxyClean. That'll clear that right up.
Maybe that's what they did.
Screw you guys.
Whoa, that really mellows
it out.
The
rest of Maybe Jolly they made Roger a dark before stout. You sacrifice it.
Oh, now it's just gone nuts. The world's gone nuts. Everyone's
so it's like nuts in your mouth, is what
I'm
saying?
Leaving, guys. I can't handle
I'm
this.
I'm off the show.
I'm leaving.
You know what?
I wonder if Growl Radio has an opening.
You know what? It all goes in the same place. It all mixes anyways.
Maybe 3B Zine's looking for a fill-in.
3B Zine. Yeah, you're a drummer. Yeah, they're musicians.
They're musicians.
Yeah, you'd be better.
Hey, I did really good on Growl Radio that one time.
They go to Disneyland all the time.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. One of them does.
I'm going to go one there. Of them. I'm going there.
I like it. Lucky luck. Voicemail line. We have a voicemail line that we really like people calling. It is 559-492-0542. That is the number for which you can call us and give us craft beer information of any sorts. We have one that the recording was bad. It was, I don't know if it was his cell phone or if it was Google Voice or whatever, but it was. It was hard to pick it up. It's one of Reggie's office mates work for the same company, but that's all I'll say. He gave me some coded information to let me know what he works for.
Beeps and boops.
Let us know.
Beep, boop, 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 beep.
But he just asked us, I think he asked us about a porter or something that we were drinking, but I couldn't tell which one he was talking about because the message was so garbled. So I didn't play it. That's why I didn't play it. Fellow Reggie office worker in the same office as Reggie delivering the difference. But so call back or just tell Reggie what it was you're wanting us to know. And Reggie will get it to us.
Word.
Anyway, so that was the first voicemail. It just couldn't hear it enough to play it. But here's another voicemail for us that I don't know what's going to happen with this one. It's going to play, though.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? Driving!
Yeah!
Because the last episode, the trip that Matt, the Beer Brewer, said that was absolutely side-splittingly hilarious. And the next time that I am drunk and I go by, if I walk by a Subway, I am going to press half. I'm going to see my hairy, limpid, dimpled, pimpled Harry as a half.
Yes, you did say Harry.
The Subway window of a child at 8. Take that, Subway customer.
Yeah. Do it. Do it at the Subway at McKinley and Palm.
Oh, man.
I don't know why. Ooh,
that's a hairy Subway. Ba-dum-tsh.
Waiter, there's a hair in my soup.
Yes, yeah, so last episode, Bearded Brewer, let us know that there's such thing as pressing ham.
Pressing ham.
And you go to a Subway and you just BAM and you press that ass against the window. Press that ass.
Subway would be better of the options I've heard of ham pressed on.
Oh, man.
I want to do a video of.
Is that a smoked ham?
Oh, wow. So you smoked the ham.
So what you're saying is.
I want us to do a video of somebody doing that to a Subway and nobody paying attention at all. Like, there's, like, two people in line ordering their subs and, like, having to make it, and they're just all busy, and no one ever sees it. The guy's all, yeah, check this out! And then no one ever saw it.
I know a guy with the palest ass in the world that would do that, and I know that nobody in Subway would care.
It's like, yeah.
They'd put their sunglasses on. There's a glare coming from outside.
Mm-hmm. Can you put the blinds down? The glare is too much. 559-492-0542. That's the voicemail. Thank you. Thank you, Scotty B. Thank you, Reggie's office mate.
Office mate. Good day, mate.
We look forward to your voicemail next week about craft beer.
Sorry, my beard itches.
Look. So, what have you guys been caught drinking?
You can't prove I've been caught drinking this.
I can prove. Okay. I can go on your Untappd. What are you on Untappd? Bearded Brewer 87?
Bearded Brewer 87. I could find the Bearded Brewer and he would release
his grip.
Yeah. Zero then followers. You would have to drop the 87. Zero photos and I would drop the 87, but that's not going to happen. So what have I been caught drinking?
I would like to know this.
So, Rush Hour.
Batch.
Batch 3.
Batch 3, Rush Hour.
It is very me, if you will.
Me? How's that?
It's a little darker. It's a little roastier. The first one was super sweet coffee. The second one was super sweet coffee chocolate. And this one is dark, roasty coffee, and which is me all the way. And then I went to Geary's Grub House, just a decent place. They do flights. They do samplers.
Oh, they have, do flights there.
They have homemade tater tots, if you're into that sort of thing.
Sounds Portland-y.
And I sampled Point the Way IPA, and I still prefer Wolf Amongst Weeds.
Oh, they got Point the Way there, huh?
Yeah. They have Point the Way on tap, amongst a few other things. And then at a family party, a Thanksmas, if you will, I got to retry the Espresso Oak Aged Yeti. And I still loved that beer, even if it did or did not age well. I still love the, you know, the Yeti, I guess.
That was Nick that brought them.
Yes.
Oh, man. Missed it.
I'm calling to the Yeti right now. Ding, ding, ding. I'm not getting any response.
He Morse coding to the Yeti?
No, he's just doing Tool. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
That's the call.
Man. Yes, and can we just stop the podcast and just play that Tool song? Because that might be cooler than what we're doing. Anyways.
Something like that.
I saw Tool live. It was pretty awesome.
Oh my
Me
God.
Too.
I did too.
I saw them in 2014. Seen Tool live.
Oh, I'm seeing them in 2014. And when
Maynard was old. No. And you couldn't see him in the corner of the stage.
Fresno State Amphitheater.
I saw that.
Yes.
Yeah, that amphitheater was pretty cool.
Saw him at Arena.
Yes.
So
no,
did
I have
to.
Interesting.
But there's probably like 20 years difference in because Maynard doesn't do anything.
Last rock show at the Wilson Theater. Tool.
Man, that's something to claim.
Word up. I was there.
Word up, like the time that Korn did it?
Korn was the week before. That was the oh my God, that was the epic week in Fresno adolescent history. Korn showed up, and then the week after that, Tool showed up, and those are the last two shows before the Wilson Theater was sold to a church.
Damn it.
Two cornerstones.
Stupid cornerstone. Yeah. Bastards.
And they made sure that the devil was
none of this devil music can come in here.
The first theater with air conditioning back in like 1934.
Underground ice tunnels.
Yep.
Ice air tunnels.
Ice tunnels.
Iced ass tunnels. Air. Not ass.
That's my new brewer. Ice Tunnel Brewing.
Ice Tunnel Brewing.
Yep.
That's better than Ass Brewing.
And then I got two more.
All right.
So then from Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company, we had the Holiday Stout, or Christmas Stout, whichever you prefer, which was a milk stout base with cinnamon, vanilla bean, and there's another spice. Cinnamon, vanilla bean, and
Monk.
Orange peel.
Yes.
Monk's beer.
There it is.
Worth the wait.
And then, last but not least, we revisited Brown Sugar. Mm-hmm. Another beer to recently hit town from the Lagunitas. That was a lot hoppier than I ever remembered it to be. And it was good.
I can't remember that beer anymore. I know I've had it a few times, but I can't remember.
Brown Sugar, taste. You think it's going to be like a brown beer that's sweet and whatnot. Boom, it's a 9% IPA hoppy bit, you know.
Yeah, one of
hoppy
them.
Hoppy bitch in your face, if you will.
Nick.
That's what I've been caught drinking.
What have you been drinking the past week?
Stuff.
Of interesting?
Nothing.
I don't know about that.
Nothing interesting.
I saw a party that I wasn't able to go to.
Some of these things I had with him, but I didn't want to steal everything.
Need yes, Nick I to am. Have something.
So, nothing really. Nothing important.
All right. What I had was nothing.
He was drinking a Coors Light that evening.
I did not have a Coors Light that evening, which is surprising.
It didn't get to that point the whole evening.
So,
what's the point?
Mikey, I think you've alluded to this earlier. Thanksgiving and Christmas are typically good holidays to convert your regular beer drinkers to craft beer drinkers. Yep. And I think you're exactly right, and I think that's gone beyond that. And the weekends between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I've noticed a lot of bottle shares on the social medias.
Yeah.
Friends get together. You got time to – everything's slowing down work-wise, and you got time to get together with everybody. And I think a lot of bottle shares are happening. And we do our party called Thanksmas every year, which is a blend between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And it's just worked out to where it's been a good bottle share.
Yeah. And so I knew I was going to be missing out on that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this year kind of sucked because a lot of our beer drinking friends already had other plans.
It's more for me.
More for us.
God.
So we did a wee bottle share. Did not even get to what we had planned.
Wow. What did you get?
There was a surplus of options, is what he was saying.
Yes. I came home with beer, which is
wow.
Sad.
That's just wrong.
That is not a sin. That is a tragedy.
Yeah. We started with the Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Anchor 2014.
Beautiful.
This year's was really good. It really was. Every year it's a different beer and a different tree on the label.
See, the thing is, I liked the previous year because it had more spices to it.
What?
But
Mr. Anti-Thanksgiving
spices
pumpkin beer.
It had some more spices, which I liked. But I could not find anything wrong with this year's beer.
Yeah, it was solid.
Right.
Very drinkable. Not overpowering. Not over one flavor or over the other.
Yeah, sure.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good, no?
I am feeling good. I'm feeling very good right now.
Mm-hmm. You're feeling like a Jolly Roger right now?
I'm feeling like a Jolly Roger right now. Hold it together, man! So then we got into... we'll do these out of order. We'll build up to the finale.
Who are you, Striker?
Out of order. I love that show. Black Xantus from Humboldt Brewing.
Where did you get that?
That comes around from every now and then. Our cousin brought that one. I think he found it at Elite.
I remember seeing that one.
Elite Liquor had that one.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Elite. Nice.
We had the Espresso Oak Age Yeti, as the bearded brewer said.
Yes.
By chance, I was saving this one. I was going to do a pairing of Firestone's 17th and 18th anniversary ales. Unfortunately, the Firestone got knocked out of the fridge, and it cracked the cap.
What?
And it started bleeding.
Ooh.
And it was like, crap. This is way late in the evening, and nobody was around to drink it with me. So it was like, okay, I either drink this all and suffer,
yeah,
or share this with people who do not give a crap at this point. Like, yeah, it's just a beer. We're way beyond.
This beer's important. Everyone's it's like, very oh, important. This well, beer's important.
It's $25 important.
Shit.
Yeah, so I decided not to waste it and crack it open. And luckily, I found something to cork it with. So I had a little bit of it fresh, so I knew what it tasted like. Corked it, saved it for the next day. And it still held up. It was still really, really tasty the next day. But I didn't get to pair it with the 17th to see how they differentiate. Oh, my gosh. Carbonation's getting me.
Yeah, right?
But the highlight of the evening.
Oh, my God.
The highlight of the evening.
Here it comes.
You were supposed to be here for this one, Mikey.
Damn it.
This was all about you, and you didn't show up.
What?
Single tear.
What was it?
Founders Kentucky Breakfast Stout.
Oh. Damn it.
Damn it. The one beer that
I'll
comes
never
in at 12
have
ounce.
It.
Oh, you'll have it. Don't worry.
Oh, yes.
I might have one more.
If you can hold on to it.
If I could not make love to it in the meantime.
Good luck with that.
Founders KBS, we finally had it.
Damn it.
And it was good.
Was it worth it?
It. You know what? It's the first time I've been sad about a 12-ounce beer.
What?
Yeah. You think, oh, perfect, it comes in 12 ounces. But then there's six of us here, and we have to split it 1.5 ounces at a time.
Little for you, little for you, little for you, exactly. Little for you, little for you, little for you, little for you.
That was
you,
the worst part.
And there's none.
The, all and the other beers, like, that's the irony of the evening. the Firestone 18th, which is in a bomber, broke open, and I had to drink it all by myself. The KBS, which is in a 12-ounce, there was six people around going, I would like to try that. I'd like to try that. I'd like to try that.
Don't like, you're like, no, you don't want to try it.
Oh, you sons of bitches.
I heard it's terrible.
Pretty much. I was crying on the inside. But you know what? That's what
this bottle shares so are delicious.
For. You're supposed to share. Share with your brothers.
Yeah, man.
Well, if you're not going to pour yourself some, I'll give it over to you.
Yeah, yeah.
New beer going around. By the way, my untapped, my been caught was quite boring.
Nope.
I had another week of working and had barely had time to drink any beer. So I did.
Why you do that?
Only thing, I did have an Almanac IPA from Fig Tree.
It's a nice beer.
But it was a night where I was like deathly sick, so I was like trying to like enjoy it, but I couldn't because I was so sick.
This is so good.
This is such a great beer. And then I finally had this year's Celebration Ale from the Sierra Nevada. Nice,
that's a good beer.
I was a little bit bummed by it, a little bit. I was a little disappointed. I was so ready for it to be over. Like I put too much expectations on it.
Sorry. I think that's my fault. I built it up.
Yeah. It's all your fault.
I really enjoyed it this year.
But, so that's all I did. So now the new beer going around the table.
It's a pre-release.
It's a pre-release. Look at us. We got a special. Wow. Something special.
How did this happen?
From Tioga Square Brewing. Barrel Age Project Number 1, Midnight Rush Imperial Breakfast Stout. Bourbon barrel aged.
Mm-hmm.
Bearded Brewer, can you tell us more about this beer?
It involves...
It is dark.
It involves Rush Hour, which was not so aged.
I cannot see anything through it.
It involved Rush Hour, which was aged. It involved Cafe Corazon Coffee. And all of its, Midnight Lightning barrel aged. And so it's just like all this quadfecta brewed into one.
Ooh.
And it is very beautiful. It is very roasty. It's pushing the envelope of 10%. It was 10% of barrels that were forgotten about for the better part of a year. Mm-hmm. And,
Nice. And this is like a first for Tioga?
It's the first bottle release, barrel blended, barrel aged release. We had a barrel aged IPA which we brought out, but that was just something we're messing around with. This is the real deal.
And so how would one get this?
So Saturday, which is probably tomorrow for you folks listening, they will go down to the Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden and they will be able to purchase it. Draft.
Starting at 11 o'clock. The draft
for their taste buds or bottles to go.
Saturday the 20th, just in case.
Yeah.
Anybody's hearing this late.
Saturday the 20th.
Oh, Saturday's coming up.
I think you'll actually have, I don't know, maybe this has happened to you guys before, but otherwise it would be the first in the valley. An actual lineup before you open, people lining up for this beer.
Oh, no, we've had plenty of people line up outside our gates, but usually it's for the Grizzly Stadium.
Is this where the ballpark's at? No, that's across the street.
So I think you might actually have a line, like a nerdy Star Wars line Saturday morning.
We'll see. I doubt the perfect pour will show up.
It'll be me and Mikey. That'll be the line.
Sorry.
Nobody. You'll see nobody.
I'll see nobody. Good. That means more beer for me.
Be nobody there.
There will be guest.
I know Reggie.
Guest
will.
Bartenders.
Reg, my friend Reggie said he's going to be there. Mm. He was texting me about that kit because it's not only is that barrel that the Midnight Rush will be there, that cake beer that we had apparently. We had like an early version.
Yeah.
Debuted at
it happens.
Bakersfield Bacon and Beer Festival.
Oh.
I think it was before that,
too. And that one even has a more more limited burr.
Yeah, 160 bottles.
And that's probably going to be gone Saturday.
Oh, no. Hands down.
Like, by, like, early afternoon, no more.
If Kick that.
Bottles. What style is that? Cake beer.
So it's a milk stout with coffee, vanilla bean, and coconut. So it's kind of like, if you will, German chocolate cake.
Right.
That's a thing.
Sure. It's exciting to have a local brewer having an event where, like, beer nerds will be lining up.
In December.
In December. People so would you, this Midnight Rush, would you age it?
Oh, of would course. You recommend no, it? That's going to happen, hands down.
Yeah.
It's already made it the better part of a year, so why not go further?
See what happens after that.
Right.
This would be a good trade beer to have for you if you're looking.
It's going to go on the black market. It's going to double, triple, quadruple, fondouple in value, hands down.
Hmm. It's tasty. As tasty as any barrel age stout I'll have. Is there anything you're looking out for? I saw some. This is looking way out ahead for 2015. But damn it, it's exciting. Modern Times has got a couple of things. A couple of IPAs they're going to be making next year. One.
No way.
Called Booming Rollers. It's a Citra.
That's my nickname.
Made with a Citra hop, Citra IPA. That's not until September, though, next year. I don't know how they can announce these like so far in advance and not. But anyway.
It's Modern Times. They can't do wrong.
That's a new IPA coming from Modern Times called Booming Rollers. And then, but Citra. And then another one called City of the Sun. A juicy IPA, and that one's not until December next year. We got a whole year. That's like going to be coming out the same time as Star Wars, so remember that. City of the Sun that? From... No.
Is that part of Star Wars,
City of the Sun? No, it's not at all.
No.
So, but that's what I'm going to be looking out for in 2015.
And now they're canning Oneida, right? Was that part of the series?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like that one? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think that's the one I wasn't that thrilled about.
Yeah, Oneida. I have a feeling too.
I love Aurora.
Aurora was good.
But, yeah, I think the Oneida.
That one stuck out because that was a previously bottled beer. Now it's going into can format.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Weird.
Modern Times. They're known as such a canning place. And now they've got all these bottles around for different projects and... It's weird, man.
That's weird.
I don't know what to sing. So, is there anything you're looking out for?
Yeah. I wasn't sure if we're doing looking out for or recos, so.
Yeah, reco. You have some recos for people?
Yeah. Well, definitely this Drake's Jolly Roger. If you have, it came out Wednesday, so this is Friday. So if it's still around, definitely grab a bottle. This Jolly Roger, I've been looking out for it for a while, and I can't believe it hit Fresno finally. That's awesome.
Yay for us.
But yay. One of my favorites, it's the beer that made me rethink
your life.
Stone Brewing Company, is the Stone Smoked Porter with Vanilla Bean.
Vanilla Bean, yeah, that thing's gotten really popular.
I hear it's going to hit shelves on Friday, I mean today.
Wow.
As you're listening to
in
this.
In Fresno.
Yes, in Fresno. It should be hitting shelves today. So if you find it, please try it. That was the first experience with vanilla in a beer. First smoked porter I've ever had. Everything just worked in that beer. And I really thought, wow, maybe Stone does have something to their street cred, you know? But beyond arrogant bastard. And this was back in 2012 when I haven't. I don't think they've made it for a few years now. So they've done variations. They did in Chipotle and then the chocolate smoked porter. So the vanilla bean is back. I'm looking forward to it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get one for Nick. Bearded Brewer, is there anything you're looking out for right now?
Fuck no.
All right. He's had it all.
He's had it all.
Had it.
He broke Untappd.
He's the ticker.
He broke it.
The personal ticker.
Yeah. No. Come back to me next podcast. Maybe there'll be something I want.
All right.
No, I'm fine.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Get some cheers out to, of course, as usual, our buddy Mike Sardina of Society Brewing.
Yeah. Mike. We got to get him on here one of these days.
Yeah, one day we're going to figure it out, dude. We're going to have Mike on here officially. I do have an unreleased track with him, interviewed with him, that I could just throw out there at any point.
Yeah.
Dan Furtercase from Furtercast Podcast.
Ooh, yeah.
So then Dan and his sister Mandy on their podcast. It's quite enjoyable. And the Carlitz. Carlitz on the Twitters. A member, a local musician, Carlitz.
Oh.
Beer drinker.
I like.
Goes, I'm sure he goes and sees the bearded brewer all the time. Downtown. I've seen him down there.
The
before.
Resident alien invasion?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. See? Told you.
We
cheers
all
to anyone that calls 559-492-0542 and leaves us a voicemail. Any cheers you have, boys?
I got a couple.
All right.
So recent Instagram follower will be Abby Trappist, which I'm not offended of them.
What?
I don't know if they listen to us.
They don't listen
anymore. Lauren.
And
Kyle.
The Marble Brewery from New Mexico has been liking a few of my things on the tweeters.
All right.
So they're pretty cool. And then Chevy Van Sessions.
What the hell is that?
I guarantee there's no windows in that thing.
So
what goes on back there,
there's
man?
There's a gentleman I know which plays with Kyle Gass and the Kyle Gass Band, amongst various different things. And he has a mid-70s Chevy van. And so he's doing live music sessions from a Chevy van is what it's called. So props to him and props to the music that's coming out of that. And then let's see here. Who do I want to cheers? Oh, what's this new thing called? It's called Baco.com.
Nobody cares about the South Valley.
Nobody cares. Except for Kern River.
Yeah, Kern River. Wait.
Maybe it's Twitter.
But they're in the mountains.
I was prepared for this, but the show went
very prepared.
Long, and then...
And then you did had other things to do, and then...
So Baco.com, which is the California social network, where Northern and Southern California meet, which I had some beef with. I think Fresno would kind of meet the Northern and Southern.
Yeah.
I don't know about Bakersfield, so...
Not really.
You guys are cool and all, but maybe it's not what we're talking about. Then I want to cheers out to Alex and Barry. Mike Sardina turned us on to them. They're of the Fieldwork Brewing in the Berkeley, California. And then I also do want to cheers Pro Bruin Adrian.
Oh,
us fellows know Adrian. He's working up in the Sacramento, Rockland? Is that Sacramento area, whatever that is.
Yeah, Rockland, Sacramento.
Yeah, it's the Bone Shakers.
The Bone Shakers.
So he's working up there doing some things, and he's shaking some bones.
Mm, penny all farthers. Right.
Nick.
Hello.
Cheers it up, bro.
Okay. So, Mr. Announcer Guy.
Are you driving?
I'm driving.
I'm driving.
I just can't do it like Scotty. Name of the episode? Brew Carey.
Is that all right?
Play on the name Drew Carey.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
And Drew Carey even made beer.
Inventor of Buzz Beer, the original coffee beer.
Yeah. He had it
and
before
people
everybody.
Thought he was crazy.
And people thought he was crazy. Cheers to Creative Fresno.
Oh, yeah.
That's still a thing?
Apparently.
Hey, man.
They just followed us on Untappd. I mean, Instagram.
I'm a former board member.
Oh, yeah. Wow. They're doing stuff without you.
Everybody's a former board member.
No, they aren't. They don't take everyone.
Cheers to the stuff and other
things. Yeah, I like that. I like
stuff and other things. Who's
that? One of my more favorite things.
Struggling to find names to cheers. Oh, cheers to Rob DePozo. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Rob. He's a big craft beer drinker. I'm sure listeners know who he is.
Right? They're like, that guy.
He's one of those guys that always gets invited to, like, epic bottle shares. Yeah.
I never get invited to those. Like, that guy's not going to bring anything good. Don't invite him.
Hey, guys, I got some Coors Light.
Guys, I aged this Coors Light in my shower.
He's probably got a 16th aging in the, you know, in his refrigerator.
Yeah, that guy. You know that guy. Cheers to the general plan, 2035 general plan. Oh, this isn't Fresno Flames.
No, Flamus.
Flamus.
This is Flamus. Fresno Flamus.
Fresno Flamus.
Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer podcast.
Sometimes.
Tell your friends, perfectpourpod.com.
Please.
That's all you need to know. And we should probably have the sunbirds to start doing stuff.
Very soon, if not now.